Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to dive into 24 hours in news this morning. We missed yesterday, so we've got a couple of stories to catch up on. Of course, most of the news has been State of Origin over the last 48 hours or so, but there has been a little bit doing in the NRL. So firstly, yesterday, we heard the news. Tepo Moroa, former Parramatta Eels and former New South Wales Waratah now, he's signed with the Melbourne Storm. So a very, very interesting signing there. I'm really excited to see what Craig Bellamy is able to do with this guy. This guy started his career extremely young. I think he was 18 or 19 when he came in. Looked very talented. For me, didn't quite get to the level that I thought he would, but maybe I had my expectations too high for Tepo Moroa. But I'll tell you what, I am really excited to see how it goes in this Melbourne Storm system. We know what Craig Bellamy is able to do with these middle forwards, turn them from sort of an average first grader into a rep footballer within 18 months or so. Now, he's only signed for the remainder of this season, so interesting to see what happens moving forward. But if Dale Finucane was to leave the club, there obviously could be a spot for Tepo Moroa there. So very, very exciting. Of course, we've also seen Aaron Penne. He's signed with the New Zealand Warriors on a two-year contract. So more and more spots opening up for Tepo Moroa if he can make it count there. So a very, very exciting signing there for the Storm. And Penne is a fantastic signing for the New Zealand Warriors. This is a guy that I really like. The Melbourne Storm, they've been built on the foundations of these big middle forwards over the last few years, and this is a guy that I'm sure they had smack in the middle of their plans moving forward. So a massive get for the New Zealand Warriors there. Another one for the Warriors through the centre third, Bunty Afoa. He has re-signed for another 2 years. One of the more underappreciated and underrated players in our competition for me. A fantastic front rower, Bunty. Always puts his hand up for a tough carry, so congratulations, Bunty. A great re-signing there for the New Zealand Warriors. Over to the Canterbury Bulldogs, and it feels like we're talking about who's on their radar every second or third day. Another name that's been thrown up is, of course, Mitch Kenny. Now, Mitch Kenny has come in to play hooker for the Penrith Panthers whenever Api Kurisau has been out. He has done a fantastic job, been a really solid footballer. But I'll tell you what, if the Bulldogs end this search for their hooker with a guy like Mitch Kenny, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed. Yeah, to be perfectly honest with you, how this started and with guys like Brandon Smith, with guys like Josh Hodgson potentially on the horizon, I understand you'll get Mitch Kenny a little bit cheaper. Personally, when I watch Mitch Kenny, I think he's going to be a really solid first grader. I think if he was to be in the Canterbury system, he would still be the best hooker, don't get me wrong. But I don't think he's going to be that all-star quality of guys like Josh Hodgson, guys like Brandon Smith, a couple of other fellas in this competition. I think Canterbury, they should be going for a better hooker personally. But no doubt about it, there is good value in Mitch Kenny. But I just feel like you need a guy in this spine who is ready to walk in and ready to dominate this side, because they really don't have it at the moment. I just don't see Mitch Kenny turning this side around, but you would get good value out of him. He has got a lot to offer, so interesting to see how this one plays out. And the reality is he might be the best guy in the market, but geez, before I get the signature of Mitch Kenny, I am making sure that Josh Hodgson does not want to set up camp in Belmore. The Dragons, it's been reported they're interested in Bryce Cartwright, and I understand this. I think most teams should be interested in Bryce Cartwright, but if I'm Bryce Cartwright, I'm sorry, there's no way I'm leaving Parramatta. He's played his best footy there in years. He looks like a completely new footballer. The Dragons have shown that they're not the best man managers. We've seen what's happened with Matt Dufty at the moment. We've seen one of his best mates, Corey Norman, his career go up and down like a yo-yo at St. George Illawarra. I just don't think it's a good fit for Bryce. I think he's somewhere right now where he's playing really good footy, and I think he would be crazy to leave there. That's 24 hours in league. Stay tuned this morning. We're going to go through each and every player from Origin and tell you what the news is around them playing this weekend. It's going to be massive for Supercoach as far as who's backing up, who's not. Especially in a lot of your draft leagues, it could be some little nuggets of gold that you could find out there. Cheers, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.